It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Friday, February 15th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade. And today we're covering a lot of musical ground. Americana, funk, electronica, a little something for everybody.
So let's dig into this week's biggest new releases. The 20-year-old British band Ladytron took their name from a Roxy Music song, and that band's Brian Eno has said he appreciates Ladytron's, quote, full awareness of what's happening everywhere musically. On their sixth studio album, a self-titled release, they seem to be aware of not just the musical landscape, but the political and environmental landscape circa 2019. The album cover is a photo of a forest fire, and the music is, let's just say, not too chipper. The band still have the synth-pop sheen that's influenced artists like Churches and Sylvanesso, but on their new album, the synths sound like a million tiny little screams, and even the catchiest hooks sound kind of like fire alarms. Call it global goth. Here's an example, The Animals.
J.S. Ondara grew up in Nairobi, Kenya, feeding his growing love of music a steady diet of American alt-rock. After falling in love with Bob Dylan's music, he decided to move to Dylan's home state of Minnesota to start his music career. His dedication to his craft, his firm vocal performance, and his entrancing stage performance quickly garnered him attention near and far. He spent last year on tour opening up for Lindsey Buckingham, yes, of Fleetwood Mac fame, and putting together his debut album, Tales of America, bringing in Andrew Bird for some gorgeous strings, Taylor and Griffin Goldsmith of Dawes, and Joey Ryan of the Milk Carton Kids round out the band. And the whole thing is produced by Grammy-nominated Mike Viola, who's worked with Jenny Lewis and wrote music for That Thing You Do. Take a listen to Saying Goodbye. Oh, honey, I'm just getting good at saying goodbye. Getting good, saying goodbye. Getting good at saying goodbye. Oh, honey, I'm just getting. Chaka Khan has just dropped her 13th studio album, her first in a dozen years. Although her music has filled innumerable dance floors over her long career, the 65-year-old R&B legend says this was the first time she went into the studio specifically to make a dance album. Her collaborator on the album, Hello Happiness, is Switch, a co-founder of Major Lazer. And while you wouldn't exactly call the 27-minute, 7-song album a coherent statement, on at least a few tracks the two strike sparks that evoke Khan's classics while forging new ground. One example is the buoyant lead single, Like Sugar. And another is the title track, Hello Happiness Indeed. In 2015, William Phillips stepped on the stage to pick up his Grammy Award for Song of the Year. The British electronic musician and songwriter had co-written Stay With Me and was joined on stage by the song's performer, Sam Smith. Today, he's released his second album, Every Day, under his performance moniker, Tourist. Phillips has a delicate hand with beats. His album sounds like gentle waves caressing you to move. Like the album title suggests, these aren't dance jams for midnight at the clubs. This is music to make your body move throughout the day. Songs like Emily help push the morning along.
Lizzo just dropped a new single from her upcoming album, which is shaping up to be one of the year's most anticipated releases. The album, 'Cause I Love You, comes out on April 19th, and the title track sees her leaving the juice behind for some Jackie Wilson flavor on a huge ballad that alternates renditions of a whomping chorus with tinkling piano verses and plenty of Lizzo attitude. Mr. Excitement himself would be proud. Those are this week's new releases. You can listen to more of all that music over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Jade is also our producer today. If you like music like this, you should check out the radio station that produces this podcast. The Current has an app. Just search for The Current Radio on your favorite app store. We're going to take President's Day off, so happy President's Day, everyone. And we'll be back Tuesday with more music news headlines.